Krishna Book, Canto 22, the Maushala Leela, Chapter 93, Scene 3. Krishna speaks to Lord Brahma and the Yadu dynasty. The Supreme Lord Krishna said, O Lord of the demigods, Brahma, I indeed understand your prayers and requests. Having removed the burden of the earth, I have executed everything that was required on your behalf. That very Yadava dynasty in which I appeared have become greatly magnified in opulence, especially in their physical strength and courage, so much to the extent that they now threaten to devour the whole world. Therefore, I have stopped them, just as the shore holds back the great ocean. For if I were to leave this world without withdrawing the overpoweringly proud members of the Yadu dynasty, the whole world would be destroyed by the deluge of their unlimited expansion. Now, due to the curse of the Brahmanas, the annihilation of my family has already begun. O sinless Brahma, when this annihilation is finished and I am en route to Vaikuntha, I will pay a small visit to your abode. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, thus addressed by the Lord of the Universe, the self-born Brahma fell down in obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord. Surrounded by all the demigods, the great Lord Brahma then returned to his personal abode. And thereafter, the personality of God had observed that tremendous disturbances were taking place in the holy city of Dwaraka. Thus the Lord spoke to the assembled senior members of the Yadu dynasty as follows. Our dynasty has been cursed by the Brahmanas. Such a curse is impossible to counteract, and thus great disturbances are appearing everywhere around us. My dear respected elders, we must not remain any longer in this place if we wish to keep our lives intact. So let us go this very day to the most pious place, Prabhasa. We have no time to delay. Once the moon was afflicted with consumption because of the curse of Daksha. But just by taking bath at Prabhasa Kshetra, the moon was immediately freed from his sinful reaction and again resumed his waxing phases. By bathing at Prabhas Kshetra, by offering sacrifice there to placate the forefathers and demigods, by feeding the worshipable Brahmins with various delicious foodstuffs, and by bestowing opulent gifts upon them as the most suitable candidates for charity, certainly we will cross over these terrible dangers through such acts of charity, just as one can cross over a great ocean with a suitable boat.